All right, we are back in session at 9:05. Okay, Mr. Kanai, this is part of the agenda that you get to take part in.
My part. Thanks, Jeff. Item number 8, approved student insurance vendor. This item allows the district to offer, on choice by parents, accident and health insurance for students. Again, it's no cost to the district, simply a service to parents. And that vendor is N. Carroll Insurance Agency for student accident and health insurance for 2011-2012.
Any questions on that? No. Not, I need a motion to accept that, please.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 9, OSBA service agreement. This item allows us to continue our membership with OSBA. It provides board policy services for us. District has been associated with OSBA for several years.
Any questions or comments on that particular item?
I haven't particularly liked the service they've provided.
They've
not been responsive to questions. 75% of the time they're not responsive.
I've never called them. I've called them. I've had real good luck with them. But, yeah.
All right.
No. We're not calling.
Apparently.
But I like their conferences.
Okay.
I mean, I say that's maybe something we can address individually for your
I'm sure. I think Cindy offered to get a hold of
Rick Lewis.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, I move that we accept the OSBA service agreement.
Second.
Move and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
No.
Okay, motion carries.
Item number 10, fleet property and general liability insurance. It's recommended to approve Trident Argonaut Insurance for fleet property and general liability insurance in the amount of $106,825 for the time period of July 1, 2011 through June 30, 2012. The insurance rates quoted by Huntington Insurance Agency are extended for the next 3 years if the district loss ratio is maintained at 25% or less.
Any questions?
Is this the one that
Mike White? Mike White. Worked on.
Yes.
Good job, Mike.
Nice work, Mike.
That's all. No question, just a comment.
You want to make a motion?
I move that we accept.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 11, resolution to approve a settlement of pending legal matter. The following requests the approval of the resolution for full and final settlement of pending legal matter involving Frost & Company. Subject to legal counsel review of legal documentation and the written settlement agreements and signed by the board president, treasurer, and superintendent. This item and resolution allows the district to settle without litigation on an ongoing legal dispute regarding electrical work in Buxton.
Do you know if that settlement agreement involves their paying the district's legal fees?
I do not believe so. No.
Do you know how much we have incurred in legal fees?
On that, not off the top of my head, no. I'd have to look it up.
$22,500.
That's the smaller one that we have.
The big one was the asphalt, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way we can table it? Or do they need to know?
I believe they have to know now.
Well, I assume we would go back to court then if we did not.
Yes.
Is it immediate?
We don't accept it, we have to go to court, and it'll be more legal fees.
Gotcha. There you go.
I know, it would be nice to, I never even thought to ask that prior to, I apologize for that.
Well, we need to vote on it one way or another, so.
Which law firm is handling that?
Means Bickmer. Baker.
We had an invoice or something on that, didn't we?
Yeah, so
she
I'm
does.
Looking through quickly right now to see if this happens. Looks like this is all for the other one.
Oh, that's for
something else.
No, that's for
something else.
That's for the for
something else.
Yes. Yes, that is for something else. That continues to be for something else. That's the whole invoice. Who's that for? For the same law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you'd have to look through there. And
even if we had
you know how much the original case was for?
No.
The amount we were suing
I
for?
I do not. It was on the bond company?
Yes. Yeah. And they early on said that they would not even accept any fees, legal fees.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Mike. What?
They early on in the discussions, they said that they would not cover any.
How much was the original amount for? Do you know?
They just basically covered the cost that we incurred.
So $22,000 was the cost that we incurred.
Yeah, without the legal fees. I mean, that's just materials.
Okay, so that settlement would be to cover all of our costs except legal fees. So I suppose we could incur more legal fees too.
Yeah, that would probably not be wise.
Okay. All right, thank you. So I move that we accept the resolution to approve settlement of pending legal matter.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item number 12, 2011-2012, middle school student instructional school fees. I recommend to approve the 2011-2012 instructional school fees for district 7th and 8th graders. Student fees are designed to cover the cost of consumable materials used in school as allowed by Ohio Revised Code.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 13, 2011-2012 school handbook. Recommend to approve intermediate school handbook and high school parent student handbook. Notable change to the intermediate school handbook is the gifted criteria. No notable changes to the high school handbook.
Excuse me.
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 14, staff resignations. Accept the following staff resignations. The resignation of Jessica Poland as reading specialist effective the end of 2010-2011 school year. The resignation of Judy Vicious as SAC team leader effective June 15th, 2011. Resignation of Wade DeWitt as SAC staff effective June 17th, 2011. And the resignation of Megan Sheffield, teacher at Creekview, effective at the end of 2010-2011.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 15, I recommend to employ district staff, recommend that the following individuals be approved for a one-year limited contract.
You don't have to read all this.
Okay.
Doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, doing it good, but I saw that, I'm going like, no, we're not doing that.
I can't thank you enough.
Is there any questions on that, on A through O, for recommend to hire? If not, I need a motion to accept those, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes. Motion carries.
Item 16, employ summer school staff. Recommended to employ on an as-needed basis the following summer school staff, 2010-2011.
Did you read those off?
I'd be happy to.
Yeah.
High school, Amber Power.
No. He's asking. He's just busting your chops.
I thank you.
New guy. New guy.
Teasing you.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 17, recommended to employ on an as-needed basis the following seasonal summer school staff for 2010-2011, based on the previous two items. I'm sure I don't have to read those names.
No, do not. I need a motion to accept those, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 18, district substitutes, home instructors. Listed below are the substitutes, home instructors recommended for employment during 2011-2012 on an as-needed basis. Employment is expressly conditioned upon receipt of a BCI report and completion of the declaration required by Ohio Revised Code, and will be immediately terminated without resort to Ohio Revised Code section 3319.16. Such as report indicate a prohibited conviction or unsatisfactory completion of the declaration.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 19, recommended to reinstate the contract of Tina Garrison, teacher, previously suspended on April 25th, 2011. Reinstatement is due to increase in number of pupils at the kindergarten level and resignation of a reading teacher at Edgewood.
I believe this is we suspended her contract the last meeting, is that right?
April's
meeting. Yeah. Yeah,
April's meeting. And just on the contingency that obviously those numbers went up.
Yeah. So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 20, recommend the following contract for approval. Catherine L. Wright, service contract. She's our physical therapist to provide physical therapy during 2011-2012.
Is there any questions about that contract? If not, I need a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 21, student teachers. It's recommended that the following student teachers be approved. For sake of time, I could read those.
No.
Or not.
No, that's fine. We got it. So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
I'm assuming that student teacher, and that's not Mount Vernon College, that's Mount Vernon Nazarene College, I'm assuming?
Mount Vernon Nazarene.
Okay.
Does that make a difference?
No, just, I didn't know there was a Mount Vernon College.
Oh, okay.
Mount Vernon Nazarene. It's like Ohio College.
Or the Ohio.
The. It's the.
Item 22, district volunteers recommended to recognize the following volunteers for 2011-2012. We recognize volunteers so that they can be covered under our liability insurance.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 23, donations to the district. Accept the following donations. Edgewood, 3 smart boards from the Edgewood PTO. And Northwood, 800 pencils, 750 folders from Libertas Wealth Management Group.
So moved.
Second.
Man. Moved in second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Fraker?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up is our finance committee. Monty, would you like to... I assume someone going to speak from the Finance Committee about the, we sent our list of recommendations to the, I'm sorry, Larry's list of recommendation, list of reductions that he had recommended to the Finance Committee. And their recommendations came back to the board after diligently spending a great deal of their valuable time looking at that, and we certainly appreciate that. Did you have any comments that you wanted to make on those? Does anybody need a copy of those? I know you got them through email, but. No, that's. Okay. All right, then I guess next up on the agenda, then. Go ahead.
I was just sitting here thinking about the recommendations they put out. There was some agreement and there was some thoughts on some of those items, I guess.
I think the lunch increase was dropped from the final recommendation from Larry.
Right.
And then I think there was a the other one was a the $10 middle school and the $30 high school government fee. They had recommended that it was a $15 middle school fee. I'm not sure what that's based on.
The rationale is simply being that $10 is $30. And then I guess I was including the extracurricular subcommittee had some recommendations as well.
They had some additional revenue generating options on top of these. Which my understanding was that they came back and they said, besides this list, these are some additional recommendations you can do, adding additional transportation fee.
And then the tiers.
And they were looking at the tiers, but until we decide what those tiers might be, that would be revenue.
And then a family cap on the pay-to-play. And I thought that was pretty relevant to one of the recommendations, which was to raise pay-to-play by 50. And I know one of the biggest pains on that is that, the families that have 3 kids and 4 sports,
right.
I just thought that was a really, I didn't see cost savings with any of those. Like, I didn't even see Larry's cost savings on the his recommendation to raise it by $50. And so.
His recommendation was to make it more self-sufficient. Adding $50 to it makes it more self-sufficient. Cost savings for us.
Right, I didn't know what that equated to dollars wise. And then I wanted to see did the extracurricular subcommittee have dollars associated with
this? No, they did not. And they really couldn't until we sat down to look at what a tier might look like.
Right.
They couldn't do that.
And that's what made me curious. It's like, well, if you can cap it at $300, how does that compare to what Larry's recommending?
Yeah. I'm not sure that the cap on it, and it wasn't a family, it was just per individual. So
was it? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was on an individual basis. So if you capped it at 300 per individual and you still had four kids in the family, it would be $1,200.
And then the other thing that seemed interesting is they talked about a field trip rate. I guess I didn't really understand.
Instead
that.
Of doing the $50 additional, do the $50 for field trips for the sports or groups that require transportation. It'd be a transportation fee instead of a...
Okay, I was thinking that was how they compensated bus drivers. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Okay. So going back to Larry's recommendation, how much is that $50? Or that's the next agenda item. I want to know what that $50, that $50 increase, what the...
No, that's this agenda item.
We're done with Finance Committee report?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Right.
We're just kind of folding it in. I mean, it's...
Okay, that's fine.
According to his calculations, we were looking at about a $50,000 increase. For the...
Just raising that.
By $50.
And then I think the Finance Committee recommended... There were three options for the middle school sports. One was to get rid of the B teams. Mm-hmm. One was to get rid of the seventh grade sports. And the third was to just not do middle school sports.
They recommended don't touch it, right?
No. Well, they said they would rather that we didn't. But, well, here, let me. The preference is that we not eliminate any sports or activities. They recommended that the athletic director position be eliminated and combined with the assistant principal if possible, or with help from the high school athletic director. And then their second choice would be to eliminate the seventh grade programs. But I got to be honest with you, I don't see any... that sounds like a standards committee recommendation to me and not a finance committee recommendation.
I didn't know what they discussed, and though since they get getting more into the details and they were bringing people in, and they brought people in.
So, I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you looked into it, but that to me doesn't. That sounds like it was your. It was more of a personal opinion, not a fiscal recommendation.
Yes, exactly.
And so, with that in mind, I would. At least in my opinion, I would go with Larry's recommendation on that particular one.
And for clarification on E, do we know what that percentage is?
It would be a dollar amount of $50,000.
Dollar amount?
Yeah. $50,000 from the food service to general fund to pay for utilities.
And custodial help?
And custodial.
So are we voting on these in each one?
No, it's just A through B.
A through
I'm sorry, is there one in the back?
We can pull them out, right?
Yeah, if you want, sure. Oh, I'm sorry, A through F. F. One in the back. We can certainly pull them out if you want.
I have a hard time with that $50 pay-to-play fee.
I do too.
When it's $50,000
across the board.
It's a hard time.
The committee, the people that were at the committee felt that most of the people that do have children in sports have had them in sports, and it's even that $200 is less than what they would be paying if they were doing traveling teams.
I've heard that before.
And so they did not feel that was that much more.
When you gave us all the information as to what the costs were per sports activities, I mean, there are some where the kids are paying, the parents are paying, you know, over and above their pay-to-participate fee already more than covers the cost. cost they're incurring. And then there are some that aren't even coming close. And so just to do an across the board $50 hike on everybody, I just don't agree.
Excuse me.
I mean, if the idea is trying to make it more cost effective, I don't know why it wouldn't apply to the ones where that's costing more. Like, how you do with the class fees. Your class fees are based on your usage. You pay for whatever your high school classes are.
Right.
It's not just across the board. Every high school student's going to pay this much for class fees.
But you understand that some of our sports that get gate concessions and stuff help pay for the sports that don't, right?
I understand that.
So, I mean, it goes into one pool, and that's Marysville activities. Everybody pays into it. Everybody pulls out of it. That seems fair to me. I just, being said, it just seems fair to me. I mean, I'm just saying.
Fine.
I disagree with you. Okay, I know.
I'm not floored by that.
Is that one that, I mean, since it seems like that extracurricular subcommittee has done some work on it, sounds like they still need to do more work,
yeah,
my understanding. Is that one we could postpone weighing in on until we let that subcommittee come back? It seems like they're really getting into a little bit more detail and then just raising $50 and knowing that it brings an extra $50,000 to a $50 million budget.
Well, sports start up here.
Right. Like that. So what's the, I mean, how much longer is it?
Like
yeah.
They start August 1st.
We've got the end of July.
We've got to make a decision before then.
Oh, we have another board meeting before.
I mean, can you raise them mid-year? I think we've done that before.
I'm sure you can.
So you're going to raise them for winter and spring sports and not fall sports?
We've done that before, and you caught it up the following fall, if that's what we were going to do. I mean, just saying it just seems like if there's some work that's been done, and I hate to toss aside.
Let me ask this. Bonnie, were you involved any with the extracurricular finance committee? Were they working under the assumption that there wasn't going to be a $50 increase, or were they saying this was on top of that?
We were working under the assumption that the $50 increase was being recommended as a way to offset the expenditure.
Were your recommendations in lieu of that or in addition to that?
They would be in addition.
I know what they would be, but were you working under that assumption?
Yes.
It's honestly the family cap part, that if there's a way to make it work with a family cap, it seems like that's a reasonable thing to do. And I would like to, I mean, I don't know as much as that, haven't looked at it as much as that committee has. I would hate to have them do all that work and then just, you know, make a decision to do the thing that we've done in the past and just raise it.
I think they're basically done as far as with their recommendations.
If we can't do anything with that recommendation, and meaning that we don't know what dollar values are associated with anything, that doesn't seem like they're done.
We can always change them next year to a different tier, because right now we don't have the information that we need for it.
What information is needed for the tiers that we don't have?
They're all projections, because if you raise them out, you could have less participants. The dollar amounts, you're never going to have a firm dollar amount on what that $50 per
No, I understand that. Which is even more so a reason that $50,000 could be much less, is what you're saying. And so we're raising it, encouraging people, less kids to get involved for, you know, less than a percentage of our budget. And we have there's other ideas out there that show promise. Whether that at the end of the day they're viable or not, I don't know. But I think it's worth pursuing those.
Larry sent out an idea on the tiering for.
I thought it was more of a policy on collection and.
I had a chance to look at that.
Yes.
You got that sent out Friday.
You know, yeah, I think that's what it was more of a hey, you got to pay by this.
These are the due dates.
Exactly.
And what happened?
I guess I'm just not going to, personally, I'd like to pull that out.
Well, I think they felt that it probably needed to be raised as part of the finance committee.
They did. I saw that in there.
And they wanted it raised, so I think there should be, maybe if you raise it $50 and put in that per pupil cap, not a per family cap.
It'd certainly add a cap to it.
That would add a cap to it. But
I don't know what that does to the dollar. I mean, if that doesn't save us anything, you know what I'm saying? I just don't know. It just seems like it needs to be looked at further. But
well, we don't have the number of students that are in each, how many sports each student are in, so the committee didn't.
We'll just pull that. We'll pull that item out and vote on it separately.
Yeah.
All right. Just make a. We'll go. We'll vote on A, and then we'll vote on B through F.
Sure.
All right. So then let's vote on. We'll vote on the A first. Pay to play. I need a motion to accept that then, so we can vote. Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
What are you voting on?
We're voting on $50 pay to play.
All right.
Roll call, please. Sorry.
Got it.
Oh.
Mrs. Greer.
No.
Mr. Navy.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
No.
Okay, motion carries. All right, up next then is, no, I can actually use the real ones. Items B through F. Move to accept items B through F. I need a second, please.
So moved.
No, I moved. I just need a second.
Sorry.
Moved in second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mady.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Mr. Canale?
Item 26. It's recommended that the Board of Education accept the agreement with the Marysville Education Association to extend the contract through December 31st, 2012, and forego scheduled 1% pay increase, with the salary schedule being the same as for the 2010-2011 school year, and forego scheduled step increases for school years 2011-2012 and 2012-2013.
I move that we table this item until this board has an opportunity to look at the long-term effect of this on our bottom line for our budget and for kind of the overall effect that it's going to have on the district. I think that offers a very generous and an outstanding offer and effort on the MEA's part. But unfortunately, I don't believe this board has had the opportunity to take the time to understand the overall effect of this contract. So on top of this, after we're done tabling it, we're going to schedule a special meeting probably within the next 2 weeks to look at that. So I'm going to move that we table item 26 until our next meeting. I need a second.
Should we vote on tabling it?
Yeah, you have to vote on tabling it.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mady.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
No.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. We schedule a meeting for the...
It has to be next week.
Next week.
I have payroll, and I don't know how I'm going to pay them, so people tell me. I've got payroll coming in 3 weeks.
3 weeks? So you got to be inside of 3 weeks?
Yeah. Okay. And actually... It better be next week, Tuesday. I'd like it Monday.
What's the date?
That would be July the 4th. It would be the Monday.
Can't do the 4th.
Happy Independence Day.
5th?
Yes.
Can you be here on the 5th?
We have salary schedules that have to go out by June the 30th. June 30th, folks. And right now, by law, they go out as they are right now. By law.
And so this meeting is going to be, how many meetings are we going to schedule?
I'd like to just schedule one. Well, we can schedule as many as you want, but.
And this, the purpose of this meeting?
Purpose of this meeting is to strategize about, you know, about the effect of this, you know, accepting this as
what
a contract.
Time are you looking to do that?
I can do it anytime.
I mean, I'm on vacation next week. I'll come in for it.
I mean, I'll definitely come in next week. What's the date today?
Will this be a public meeting? I'm sorry.
It'll be an executive session meeting.
I mean, it starts off public meeting.
Yeah.
I can only do it in the evening.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Time after.
I mean, I can come back tomorrow if I have to. That doesn't matter to me.
I won't have any more information tomorrow.
We won't?
I don't know. I mean, would that be enough time?
What's that?
How much time do you need to prepare for that meeting? A few days.
What do you need for it?
Yeah, Thursday.
What do you need? What information do you need?
I'm sorry. Are you guys talking to me?
I'm talking to anybody that wants to speak.
I like the fifth. I mean, the fifth works for me. That's what you're
talking. Is that?
That's plenty of time.
Is that
possible?
Is that?
This week's not possible. There's no way I'll have time to prepare for it.
Okay, any time after 5 on the fifth.
What's that?
I'm available anytime after
6
5
o'clock on the 5th. Roy, can you make that? John, can you make that?
I cannot.
What day can you make?
I can make the 4th.
I can make the 4th.
Oh, okay. I can make the 8th. I can make the 1st. I'm out of town. On the 5th.
Eighth is a Friday. Anybody do it on the 8th?
I can't.
I'm good.
8th?
What's the 8th?
Friday.
Can't make the 8th.
Roy, can you make the 8th? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock on the 8th. Makes no sense to do 27. You want to table it? Might as well table 27.
Yeah.
I need a motion to table that, please.
So moved.
Second. Moving second. Roll call. Mm-hmm. Tracy.
In second.
Me.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no anything else from any of the board members? Then I move to we adjourn.
Second.
Moving to second.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
We are adjourned.